Welcome to the InquisiKids podcast. Tune in for daily discoveries as we celebrate curiosity and explore interesting facts about history, science, and more in 5 minutes or less.
Hi, I'm Luke, and welcome to the InquisiKids podcast. Sometimes people set out to make a contribution to the world that will be helpful and important. Like Louis Braille, who invented his alphabet for blind readers. And sometimes people end up making an important contribution to the world even though they didn't do it intentionally. Like Alexander Fleming, who did work leading to the invention of the antibiotic penicillin. Today, we are learning about a woman who made a contribution to medical science, and she never even knew it. In 1951, a young black woman from Virginia went to the hospital because she was sick. She didn't know what exactly was wrong with her, but she had a bleeding disorder, and she was in pain. She went to the Johns Hopkins Hospital in Maryland. It was a very good hospital, and it had a very good medical school associated with it. Not only were patients treated in the hospital, but also lots of research was done at the laboratories there. The young woman's name was Henrietta Lacks, and the doctors did not have good news for her. They found that she had a tumor, and they did a biopsy. A biopsy is a test where the doctor takes a small bit of tissue and sends it to the lab to be examined under a microscope and tested to find out exactly what it is. Henrietta's tumor turned out to be cancerous, and the doctor recommended a course of radium treatments. This was the best treatment they had at the time. A sample of her tissue was sent to the laboratory of Dr. George Gay, who was doing research at Johns Hopkins. He was collecting cells from all the patients who had Henrietta's type of cancer. All of the cells in the samples he collected quickly died in the lab. Dr. Gay wanted to be able to grow human cells outside of the body. He was shocked when he observed Henrietta's cells. Instead of dying within the first few days that he had them, her cells multiplied. In fact, they doubled in number every day. After a lot of study, he realized that the chromosomes in Henrietta's cells were different than most people's. Her cells had more chromosomes than normal, and they also had an overactive enzyme. This enzyme, a chemical which normally slows the aging process of the cell, was overactive in her cells. Normal cells die off after a certain number of cell divisions. But Henrietta's cells weren't getting old and dying like all the other cell samples Dr. Gay had studied. He quickly realized how useful these cells could be. All kinds of things could be tested on Henrietta's cells because they kept on multiplying. There would always be plenty of them, and he could always grow more. This would be a much simpler way to test new medicines and all kinds of other things than doing testing on actual patients. Dr. Gay grew lots and lots of cells in his lab. He called them HeLa cells, after Henrietta's name. The H-E are the first letters of Henrietta, and L-A are the first letters of her last name, Lacks. Over the years since 1951, HeLa cells have been shared all over the world. They have been used to study hormones, viruses, cancer, new medicines, the human genome, radiation, and toxins. HeLa cells have even been taken to space to study the effects of zero gravity. Henrietta's cells have been very useful in the research of many doctors, and they have been involved in many medical discoveries. They were the first human cells to be cloned. They were the first immortal human cell line. The sample of tissue the doctors took from Henrietta turned out to be one of the most important biopsies in history. The problem was, the cells were taken without Henrietta's permission. Her cells and her name were shared with people who did not protect Henrietta's privacy. Today, we have laws that say doctors must protect the privacy of patients and get their consent to do all kinds of testing. Henrietta's story happened before those laws existed. In the 1970s, the Lacks family discovered what had been done with Henrietta's cells. The court has ruled that tissues that would have otherwise been thrown away can be used for research. But recently, more than 40 years after Henrietta Lacks unknowingly made a very important contribution to medical science, she is finally getting credit for her amazing cells. Sadly, Henrietta Lacks died just a few months after she was diagnosed with cancer. She never knew the good that doctors had been able to do with her cells.
Thanks for tuning in to the InquisiKids podcast. If you want to see the sources we used for this episode or send us some listener mail, you can find links in the episode description.